Okay, yeah, I was proud of my group tonight. I think, you know, you have a private scrimmage and you have one in front of fans, and you want to get better, and I think we got better. You know, we didn't start very fast, and I don't like pressing teams that I know that we're clearly better than, but I had to kind of jump start us a little bit. They were using 30 seconds, and we weren't taking them out of anything, so we went to the press and kind of changed the game right before half, you know, we're doing some things differently offensively than we've done in the past, and it's taken us some time to get used to it. But I thought as the game went on, we got better. And then for me personally, it's trying to figure out how to coach the team. You know, I think each half from the private scrimmage to here, I'm starting to get a better feel for the team. So we played with great effort. I thought we defended for, you know, almost 40 minutes. I know they were little, but we are a better rebounding team. You just have to trust me on that. We're much better, more physical, better rebounding team, which is exciting.
I'll open up for questions. Don, you want to start?
How much does, I mean, you've talked about it, but when you see it in a competitive game situation and you've seen it in practice, what Marcel brings, you know, his ability not only to defend but to get to the basket.
Yeah.
In traffic, and then what Obi brings in terms of his effort and rebound.
Yeah, so he's talking about two new pieces. The other third piece was hurt, but he plays as hard or harder than those two. Daryl's a big-time athlete, and, you know, one of the things he wanted to be able to do is play on a team where he can get to the rim, and I think we space the floor pretty well, and we have shooters around him, so it allows him to do it. But he also does a great job of running our offense, finding guys. He's learning multiple positions, which is hard as a new player. Because when he's in the game with Anthony, he's not playing the point. Anthony is. So, yeah, Daryl's come a long ways quickly, but he works at it. And you know, he's really become a much better shooter. I don't think he shot the ball as well tonight as he's going to, but he's shooting it with confidence. So that's good to see. Sean Obi's just a big physical guy. And you can tell by how well he communicates talking out there. You guys can hear him out there communicating. He does a great job at that, but he's very physical. He never lays on a back. He's always trying to get to one side or the other. And tonight was a little bit easier, but he rebounds like that against us in practice too. So he does it against big, strong guys too. So happy for him. He hasn't played a lot the last couple of years. Just for him to get out there and play was good to see.
And just on Marcel, did he cramp up?
Yeah, we had two guys cramping. I think Herder was cramping a little bit too. So we're not in great shape. And that's why I play guys a little bit more than we have. But I think we're going to have some really nice depth, as you can see, when we get everybody healthy.
Question. Just in terms of the sophomores, the three kids, do you sense that they're still kind of adjusting to everything, just all of them getting more touches, especially offensively? Is that just a natural thing early in the season?
Yeah, I think we're kind of just – Roman, I think we're trying to get used to – us, you know, it's a new team. We're trying to get used. We're running some new things offensively. I think we're just trying to get used to each other. But I do think all three of them are so much more comfortable, and I think it showed. You know, I thought Kevin and Justin did a great job passing the ball and penetrating and doing different things. Anthony made some threes for us, which was nice. And I thought they all three really defended well. Anthony really got his defense going in the second half. So I think it's more just early in the year. I think we'll make hopefully giant strides by next Friday, get a little bit more comfortable. They look good. They're all just unselfish. I mean, Justin's really unselfish, but he gets six shots up. He's always thinking about making plays for other people, and it's kind of the way he plays the game.
Coach, it seemed like tonight there was probably eight or nine plays where that extra pass was made.
Yep.
Is that something that you've been working on, or just the nature of this team?
Well, it's something we're working on. We have a lot of good passers, and we have good spacing, we have a lot of good players. And the whole thing is just not turning the ball over. some of our turnovers tonight, we were trying to make the right play, which is, you know, all you can ask for. But, yeah, we will make that. And our spacing's good, and I think it's the way that we play. And they've been doing it every day in practice. I don't think we did it quite as well tonight as we've been doing it in practice, kind of a little bit of game slippage. We didn't play as well tonight as we played in practice at times, but that's natural for this time of year.
Mark, it seemed that Anthony played more with pace this year, this tonight than
yeah.
he did last year. Does that also help his outside game in terms of when he steps out for a break, he's thinking more slowly than he was a year ago?
Yeah, well, I'm sure the game slowed down for him a lot. You know, Anthony's a great player. He had great numbers for us last year. But I imagine just everything slowed down. And he's been terrific in practice. I bet in our last 2 weeks he's been something like 28 assists to, you know, 8 turnovers, something outrageous. And might even be more assists. I haven't got the stats. But so I think he's just getting a better feel for everything. And, yeah, he did play at a good pace tonight. And it was very efficient, I thought.
Mark, how is Bruno doing, and how did you think that Checo moved tonight?
Yeah, if you could have seen Checo the first practice, he has come a long ways. I mean, he was out basically, I don't know, 6 months, 7 months, and he was dragging that leg around, and maybe you guys it looked that way tonight, but it doesn't to me. He's really come a long ways. He's playing with great confidence. It was good to see. I thought he was terrific on defense out there tonight. So, you know, I think he's just going to get better and better and better, you know, as the year goes on. Bruno probably would have played tonight if it was a game that, you know, Matt counted. But we expect him to be pretty close to full go, probably, you know, 90-95% on Saturday. Moving forward, he's getting closer to pain-free with the ankle, and it'll be good. So give him a good week of practice to get ready for the opener. But he, you know, barring a setback, he should be ready to go next Friday. And Dion.
Coach, we saw or we talked about some of the two big lineups, and we saw that tonight. We saw Bender and Joukowsky,
yeah.
Bender and Obi. With Bender at the four, do you see him having to move out to the perimeter? And if so, how do you think his skill set operates with that?
Well, he's very skilled. He's worked really hard on his shot. He's made a lot of threes in practice this year. So whether that's going to translate, we'll see. But he's a smart, great feel basketball player. So, you know, we had him switching screens out there, switching on to a point guard. We were doing a lot of different things. So because of who we played tonight, we weren't able to play the big lineup as much. You know, you bring Bruno back in, you might play the big lineup a little bit more. But just because they were so small, and we probably would have played a smaller lineup even more if Dion wouldn't have been hurt, just for matchups tonight.
Last two questions, Josh and Don.
Mark, you mentioned the press that you went to towards the end of the first half, and yeah. I guess even in the second half a bit. And then it seemed like there was kind of an emphasis to press or push the ball on the other end out of distance as well. Are those two things that you can kind of see doing more this year with the personnel?
Yeah, I think this can be a good pressing team. We put it in this week, and I went home and watched film. Like, thought we're pretty good at this, and so I think it, you know, especially if we don't start games the right way, it's something we could do. Or if we're going to play a team that likes to play slow, maybe it's something we can do. But, you know, teams will be prepared for it as you move on and have a plan for it. And we didn't change our defense a lot tonight, if any. But we have multiple defenses this year that I think that we're pretty good in about three of them. So, you know, moving forward, you might see some more of that.
Don, last question, please.
I don't know how you felt when you saw Checo go down, you know, land hard, but the fact that he did land hard seemed to walk away without any problems. Is that good for him to get through like a real hard landing like that?
Yeah, I think he is so scared to jump and land. And, I mean, he would land on the good foot 2 weeks ago. Now he's landing on the bad foot, but he just kind of buckles when he does it. And, you know, so He's just progressing. He's progressing. He's, I don't know how long we've been doing this, almost 4 weeks now. The improvement is frightening. So it's a major surgery that he had, reconstruction really of his ankle. He's got 6 or 7 screws in there. It's going to be a process for him. So he's way ahead of schedule in my book right now.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, everybody.
All right, guys. We'll see you. Have a good week.
Exactly.
Thank you.